Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back with 96 Live, Stuff the Bus 2015 campaign out here on Cambridge Street in beautiful downtown 96 South Carolina. And we're located just outside the pig, and where we're collecting school supplies for all the children. That'll start off pretty good yesterday. And we're just starting off today, and we're going to be out here till 12 noon. And we're going to see if we can get interviews with a few people that are volunteering today, maybe a few people are making donations, and a few other people as they show up, as this is live, and we're never sure what's going to happen, but we do the best we can. Anyway, like I said, we're collecting school supplies for needy school children, and some of the optional items we're looking for today are box tissues, Clorox wipes, paper towels, quart and or gallon Ziploc bags, and the list for the third grade is two packages of loose leaf notebook paper, wide rule, three packs of number two pencils, not mechanical, and five sharpened for use each day, one pencil sharpener for home, one zippered pencil pouch, eight wide rule composition books, with sewn pages, 100 pages each, two packages of pencil top erasers, one box of Crayola crayons, 24 packs, eight small or four large glue sticks, earbuds for iPads for a computer lab inexpensively, so they can be kept at school, two plastic pocket folders with prongs, no paper folders, medium-sized book bag or backpack, no rolling book bags or backpacks, and a dry erase marker, black or blue, we're using. Now, for fourth grade, the best items that we're looking for are a package of loose-leaf notebook paper, wide rule, two packages of number two pencils, five sharpened each day for use, pencil sharpener for home, one zipper pencil pouch, eight wide roll composition books with sewn pages, 100 pages each, two packages of Crayola color pencils, two packages of pencil top erasers, eight glue sticks, one plastic folder with pockets and prongs, and a medium-sized book bag or backpack, no rolling book bags, one dry erase marker, blue or black for music, and the list for fifth grade is one clipboard, six wide roll composition notebooks with sewn pages, 100 pages each, two plastic folders with prongs, two packages of loose leaf paper, wide roll, 10 number two pencils, pencil sharpener for home, one zippered pencil pouch, two packages of colored pencils, one package of pencil top erasers, one yellow highlighter, one bottle of Elmer School glue, and one dry erase marker for blue or black for music, medium-sized book bag or backpack, no rolling book bag. Now, if you don't have any of these items that you can come and donate, they are accepting cash, and then they'll take that money and go to the local store and buy whatever supplies are needed and donate them to the local children. And so far, it's a beautiful day out here, and people have been showing up so far making donations, and we're going to talk with a few of the volunteers in a moment, and like I said, we're located at the Pig in 96, out in the parking lot, the Big Red School Bus, and we're going to be out here till 12 noon, so if you get a chance, just come on down and donate to help school children out, have a really good school year. And school children really do appreciate it. You already had a pageant queen. She came and made her little donations this morning. And several other people have already come through. And we're going to swing our way around to the bus and see if we can talk to a few of the volunteers, find out what's going on. And like I said, this is Stuff the Bus Campaign 2015. about needy school children in 96 South Carolina. Whatever donations you do make, stay in 96. So the money or supplies aren't going anywhere else. The school guidance counselors, they distribute the supplies that are collected to students in the school because they know which students are in need, and they do it discreetly, which is a good thing. And let's see, I believe I see another donor pulling up in the driveway right now. We're going to see if we can talk with them real quick. They pulled on by. Well, we still have some volunteers out here by the bus. And we're going to see if we can get a few words to them and see what they have to say about today. Now, this is also sponsored by the 96 Lions Club and is organized by Kathy Smith over at Cheney's Heating and Cooling. I'd like to say a special thank you to them for all their help. And so we're going to see if we can talk with a few of the volunteers real quick. Like I said, we're out here Saturday morning. Out here from 9 a.m. till 12 noon. And we're collecting school supplies for needy school children. And let's see. I'm going to take a sip on the bus real quick and see what they had. Yeah, we have notebooks, backpacks, more notebooks, hand sanitizer, glue sticks, ballpoint pens, pencils, crayons, pencil pouches, and folders, sticky notes, binders, and more sticky notes, scissors, rulers, colored pencils, crayons, Elmer's glue. So that gives you an idea of some of the items that we're looking for. So you can just drive by the dollar store real quick, pick up an item or two, or however many you can afford to bring, and drive over to the big red bus at the pig and drop them off. We'll be glad to have anything that you may be able to supply us with. And that says a beautiful day. He's finally giving us a break, so come on out and support us. And we're going to see if we can get somebody to say a few words real quick. How you doing, Bobby? Would you like to say a few words?
No.
No?
We're here waiting on people to stuff the bus in 96 South Carolina.
Okay.
It's getting warm outside, but we're having a good day so far.
All right, and all the supplies stay in 96 that we collect?
That is true. They sure do. Stay in 96.
And what sort of items do we need?
Pencils, paper. Anything that kids can use in school.
Okay. And we'll see if we can get a few more words. So, Donna, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Well, we're here today to represent the 96 Lions Club. And, of course, our motto is we serve, and we serve our community and both worldwide. So we are honored to be here today to take contributions towards Stuff the Bus and help the kids within our community.
Okay. What sort of items are we looking for?
We are collecting all types of school items. We've got everything from rulers, pencils, we've got notebooks, we've got paper, glue, we've got hand sanitizer, just anything that the kids and teachers can use in school.
Okay, if they don't have school supplies handy, can they donate otherwise?
That's right. We're taking monetary contributions, and they will be sent directly to the schools, and they will be distributed evenly throughout the four schools here in the 96 district.
Okay, and how long will you be out here today?
We will be here until 12 o'clock noon today. And we invite everybody to come by, either donate your school supplies or make a monetary contribution. We certainly will be appreciated by the kids in school.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, well, there you have it. There's two of the volunteers that are out here at Stuff the Bus Campaign. Big Red School Bus right outside Piggly Wiggly. On Cambridge Street in 96 is Saturday morning. coming up on 10 o'clock. They're going to be out here till 12. The sun is shining, but it's not as hot as it's been. It's a really nice morning. So that's it. Whatever you can do. Any item that you could basically think of that a school child could use, you can bring it. If you can't, like I said, they do accept monetary donations, and they will go to the store, and whatever they're lacking, they will pick up and donate to the school children. And we're going to see if we can find a few more people to chat with real quick before we sign off. It says, really beautiful day here in 96. Saturday morning, run down and support the school children. And see if we can get someone else to say a few words real quick. Bear with me as I'm trying to get around the peak here. And like I said, we will be out here till 12 o'clock. And all donations will be appreciated. And let's see if we can. I'm going to say a few words real quick.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How about you?
All right. I would like to say people a few words about Stuff the Bus today.
Oh, Stuff the Bus? Oh, okay. Yeah, tell people to come out and help out to for one of the calls, because we really need that for the kids that really can't afford the school supplies.
Yep. And where are we located?
Peabody 96. It's 204 North Chambers Street, 96 South Carolina. It's actually the edge of the park lot. Bus just coming out here till noon today.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you very
all
much.
Right,
all right. Have a good one. Like I said, there's a few people around. Get a slow start on Saturday morning. The one by one people are coming in. Had a few people come by already. And they didn't have the supplies, but they're on their way to the dollar store to pick them up as we speak, and they should be back shortly. Hopefully today we'll have a short video of what actually happened here today. We'll post it up on the Greenwood Now Facebook page. For a full list of items that I mentioned earlier, you can either go to the town Facebook page, Town of 96, or you can go to Greenwood Now Facebook page, and a full list of all the items you'll find there. And once again, this is Stuff the Bus 2015, located just outside the Pig, with the Big Red School Bus, sponsored by the 96 Lions Club and organized by Cassie Smith. Over Cheney's Heating and Cooling. We'll be here till 12 p.m. today. So if there's any chance at all that you can make it, come on out and donate. This is your host, Robert Hart. I'm signing off for now. Bye-bye.